Okay, so Grace, we left Salthill yesterday at about 11:30 or thereabouts.
A gorgeous day in Salthill, sun shining, and a lovely girl called Lorraine. Do you remember she came up to the Roadcaster and said that she was from the 12 Hotel?
Lovely woman.
And invited us down to have a seaweed bath, which we were kind of scoffing at, going, a seaweed bath?
Not a
chance.
But
the two lads, Dave and Jack, already had theirs.
Raving
of course
them.
They did, because they do anything. They try anything.
Yourself and myself eat anything?
Now, we wouldn't really do that much. We're kind of a bit more conservative.
Yeah.
But we said, feck it, we might as well. We're on our holidays. We're on the Wild Atlantic Way. Let's have a seaweed bath.
Embrace this wildness.
Now, I don't like the whole kind of spa thing, facials. I never have any of that. My mum, my sister love that kind of
stuff.
Have
you ever had a facial?
I don't like strangers touching my face. I don't like people putting on makeup on me. I just do it myself.
Okay.
And I was thinking seaweed bath is going to be a complete nightmare for me, but if Tubbs can do it, I can definitely
okay,
do it.
Okay, so.
But then there was the worry of, is it just one bath? Are we going to be head to toe?
Head
because
to toe.
I'm out. I'm
head
out.
Knee deep
I'm
in
sick
seaweed.
Of your face. I
know
do not
you are.
Want to
I know,
see you
I know,
in a
I know,
bath.
I know. Well, actually, it was the two boys.
Didn't assure us we're okay.
The two boys had been talking about their skin tones since their seaweed bath. Going, actually, I feel my skin is much better.
It's totally just, revitalized.
My skin is just amazing.
So we said we might as well do it. So we were a bit nervous doing it, a bit giddy as well.
Up
but Lorraine was so lovely and she was so gorgeous. And she said, just you know, it's just a bath. That's it. You know. And I was thinking, I'm going to have people looking at me. I'm going to be in the nip, and it's going to be awful.
Horror
and
show.
I'm a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
But we were brought up to it's a hotel, and the rooms were essentially hotel rooms. But really nice and calm and dark, and there's nice lighting,
candlelight.
And then they open the door into the bathroom, which is just a normal bath.
Bang
of
seaweed.
Full of seaweed.
Yeah, bang, oh.
And I was like, okay, I can do this. And so Lorraine said, just your robe is there, your slippers are there. Just ease yourself in and enjoy it for 40 minutes. I was like, it won't be 40 minutes, but I'll definitely give it a try for 20 minutes, maybe.
So, maybe 10.
So I got in and closed the door, locked the door. It's like nobody can come in.
Yeah.
And you were in the room next door. And I was like, oh. Yeah, the room next door, we just make that clear. Completely different bath.
Yes.
And so I was derobed in the nip, and then I just hear housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Like, no. And I was like covering myself, going, I'm having a seaweed bath. I didn't know what to say.
Miss Waller's not available.
Because you know the way sometimes they barge in? Now he didn't barge in, so that was lucky. So I get into the bath, and it is a gross sensation, in fairness, isn't it? It's like just reams and reams of seaweed. And you know, like when you're walking on a beach, you don't want to step in the seaweed. Don't mind have a bath in it. But it was kind of jelly like.
Yeah.
And
slippery,
I kind of, it was
greasy.
Really, it was roasting hot. And I'd full face of makeup because we were on the tour and we were getting in and out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had time to have a shower or anything after it. So I was sweating it off. It was like completely already sweated off sitting in the bath. And then I noticed there was this little friend that just floated to the top. I was like, what is this? Little red fella, kind of like a wood lice, but three times bigger, red. I was like, where is he coming from? Now, he was dead because the water was so hot.
At least he was dead, you see, because he was drowned.
So I was floating him down to the end. And I was like, please. So I was very nervous in that bath because of that fella. And when I left the bath, he wasn't there. I don't know where he went.
He's probably still on your person. I thought it was very relaxing. Very peculiar.
Mm.
And I did think, though, it was detoxing. Is what they say it is detoxifies, is it?
I don't know. That's a made up word. But
well, I'm going to grow with it.
Yeah,
it detoxifies the geopark. And so afterwards, you do feel good.
And it's not that slimy or anything. Cause
no.
I was feeling myself. I felt lovely.
Yeah,
I felt lovely. Yeah, no benefit though. But yeah, I did enjoy it. But then I kind of got out after 20 minutes. And I said, I've had enough. I've done it. That's great. It's a story. And then there was a little knock at the door. And it was Lorraine. And she said, I'm going to give Ryan a little head massage.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? Great. I've got 15 minutes now to myself. I don't have to look at Ryan's face. Don't have to look at Jack's face. Don't have to look at Dave's face. I'm the only girl here. Now, Sharon, thank God, has rejoined us again.
Sharon Delaney at the great.
But I had a nice time out just in the room and chilled.
Meanwhile,
out.
I went to another
what
land.
What were you doing?
I went to another land far, far away. And got the massage. I thought, this is work. This is amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
We're having a laugh now, really. We're on our holidays.
No, we're working. We're working really hard
in
the Wild Atlantic Way. But we had the beautiful lunch there. They had the oven-fired...
authentic stone oven pizza.
That's the one I was trying to think of. And we got the tour of that with Fergus. And then we sat down with Fiona.
Fiona, she looked after us really well.
And then we sat down and we had the
pizza. We got our Cokes.
Rudy. This was one of the most amazing...
Rudy.
Talk about service. This guy was one of the most amazing waiters I've ever... In any country.
Did you notice when he put down the Coke bottle in front of us, he twisted it around so the label was facing us?
His manner, it was
impeccable.
He could give lessons to the best because he was friendly without being intrusive. Yeah. He was engaging without being annoying. He was polite without being cloying. He was just bang on.
I want him to serve me every day. I know that sounds really haughty.
I know, but
Rudy, please
at home,
join us
at home. Yeah. But he was his story is that he's I hope he doesn't mind me saying, but he's living obviously in Barna because he met an Irish girl, and they met in work while working in a hotel in the Cayman Islands, and now he's living over here. And he said to us as we were finishing up having a coffee, whatever. Did you have an after eight fondant?
The lads did. Oh, the lads. Yeah.
And then we said, okay, fair enough, we got to go. And he said, oh, before you go, just let you know I'm finishing up now. So thanks very much and good night. And I'm heading off to do my driver theory test.
I know, God, love him.
We asked him,
I don't know what time
us.
he was having it at, but we said text in 51552. Rudy, if you're listening, don't forget, let us know if you passed or didn't. Rudy, fingers crossed. I'm sure he did. He was well prepared.
Rudy, don't lose our number. It's 51552.
That went over so many people's
Rudy
heads, I'm
don't
sure.
Lose
no, we're
number.
Not allowed to sing that song. No.
Why? Oh, because 2FM playlist.
Yeah.
Rudy, don't. So what we have in the meantime is then we hit the road, obviously, to get to here in County Clare.
Yeah.
And we came through, I keep saying Killala.
Kinvara,
sorry.
With the Book Nook, which is a pub.
I was just telling them about
it. Was hard to get us out of that place because books and pubs, like,
what's not to love?
How can we leave? And
Heaven.
What was the dog's name? Freckles.
Well spotted.
Yeah,
well,
it was
remember.
Lovely.
And then we came through the Burren, which was really striking, isn't it? It's Middle Earth.
But then it's like, yeah, it's still a load of rocks.
Ah, come on.
What have we got? Oh, a real map.
But Jack's brought in the map. Jack Black. So into the Burren, yeah. And
the Blackhead Loop, wasn't that where we were?
Yes.
That's where we got out and took a photo and we tried to drive off on you, but no, caught us up.
The Blackhead, named after every student's worst skin condition. That was nice, making our way around
poor
that.
Poor professional, that's what you need for the Blackheads.
And then we went to Fanor.
Fanor. Stupid. It doesn't mean anything.
Another name of a village. And then we came through Doolin. That was quick. And on to the cliffs of Moher.
I hadn't been there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're a kid, all you're thinking of, I'm going to get a stick of rock and an ice cream, and then we're back in the car. So you don't really take anything in, but it is breathtaking. It really was spectacular.
Beautiful.
The sun was out, but the wind was surely out. We were blown asunder, but it was fantastic. But we went into the little kind of information centre, and it was mostly tourists, loads of Americans. And of course, you went over to the desk and said, oh, hello, how are you? And they were all very excited and were taking photos. And there was this gang of Americans beside me, and they're like, who's this guy?
Yeah,
is he a celebrity? It's like, nah.
Why are those girls in a picture with the ugly guy with the ears?
Who is this guy?
Is he a celebrity? Nah,
he's not.
He's a famous criminal.
He's in Home and Away.
Okay, now apparently your man from Home and Away is in Dingle, by the way.
We're going to follow
where we're
him.
Going.
Yeah,
go.
We're going to get him in this roadcaster.
What's the character's name so that people will know who we're talking about?
Oh, God.
Brax. Boom.
He's one of the Braxes.
Liz Canner there. We drove through there and eventually landing in Lahinch.
Yeah, go onto our Facebook page to see all the photos, just to kind of follow us on the trip. It's Tubridy 2FM Facebook page.
Very impressed by Mr. Michael Vaughan and his lodge up here in Lahinch. I think it's one of the best places we've stayed.
Definitely, yeah.
Food hospitality,
was awesome.
And
I've been in Lahinch before. I went to a festival called Cúis Farraige a couple of years ago, and we took the Father Ted caravan. We were driving here, and it took ages. It was lashing rain, of course, on the Friday night, and we just realised, we thought that there were street lights behind us, but it was the lights of all the cars. We were holding up the traffic for about 2 hours with the caravan. There was a Lahinch mob waiting for us by the time we got in.
Now,
but it had rained the whole time, but we had a great time because you can also surf as well. So
as
a festival
doing.
And surfing, that's the way forward.
Now,
we love Lahinch.
The lads went in. Damien, who works with us here on the Chip Van, and Jack and Dave went for a bit of surfing. But so did Sharon. Sharon there? Just because I heard description. First of all, Sharon is like a compass with no needle.
She's like a sat-nav from 1999.
She's like
useless on the road.
Yeah, Sharon.
She's
like, hi, Sharon. Sharon, are you the most incapable driver ever to hit the highways? As I said, you're like a broken compass. You're just go. You're literally.
It's not my fault,
Sharon. You will see a sign.
It's totally your fault. You're the only one behind the wheel.
Here's the woman who sees a sign that goes Galway left, Dublin right, and will sit there looking at it, going, "Where's Galway?"
She'll end up in Belfast.
And then, she'll end up in Castleknock.
But it wasn't my fault yesterday because basically, right. So Google Maps, I'm sure it said take Junction 30 off the N7. So when I came off Junction 30, right, all of a sudden I saw N20 for Cork or Killarney, and I'm like, and all I kept thinking was the first thing that came into my mind, oh my god, the N85 has been moved, because that's the road.
That's what they did. They moved the road. You're fine. They moved the road.
They took them in for a clean.
They moved the roads. What?
That's what it is. I'm dying. They're moving the road. roads because it says on Google Maps.
How was your petrol tank yesterday?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so I got off and then I'm a little bit stressed, right?
Yeah.
And then because I wanted to go surfing, I'm like, oh my God, I want to go. So basically, I just saw that and it wasn't again my fault. It's a rented car and the light is like tiny.
It's the light's fault.
It's really tiny. It doesn't show me. It's not yellow.
I can't believe the petrol didn't hop in a taxi from a local garage, jump into your tank and say, no, it's fine. It's not your fault. We didn't realize we had to be in the tank.
Little yellow light.
So then I had to go to 3 towns in order to find petrol. Right. So anyway, I finally got petrol in a place called Dura Doyle.
Yeah.
Right. So I went in there.
It does exist outside Dublin.
So I went in there. Right. Got a bit of petrol, and then I was still kind of stressed. So okay, now don't forget, when I'm stressed, I don't really think about things.
Yeah.
So I decided in the petrol station.
That state of mind seems to cover
to,
all.
To have a cigarette.
In a petrol station.
Because I was kind of stressed.
Dumb and dumber.
This is just brilliant.
So then, when I'm having my smoke, and I'm thinking, station. There's a movie that keeps coming into my head. I was saying this to
Grace Backdraft.
Yesterday. Zoolander. And I was thinking, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Okay.
So I got back into my car and it was grand, it was safe, and I got here.
So then you went to the dynamite factory in Liscannor and decided to have a bonfire. Okay, you got to the sea for a bit of surfing. What happened next?
What was really funny was the lads kind of told Ben, oh, Sharon's really great at surfing.
Yeah.
So then the stress was on me. So how I cope with that is I just wiped out the whole time.
Yeah.
And then, but it was just fantastic. Because
what were you wearing,
Sharon?
Okay. Oh my God, these are brats.
What are you talking about?
Okay, right. Okay. Because
that's a review point. It all comes out.
What were you wearing?
I'm don't forget I'm stressed and I got a little bit lost, which wasn't my fault. So I got in, so I bombed into the Hinge. I rang in the surf school and says, hey, is the team out there in surfing? They said, yeah, they're out in the water. And I'm like, oh my God, like they're out there already and I want to get in there. So I basically bombed down to Ben's surfing school and I went to the Good Girl Corrosion and said, listen, I don't have my bikini on me. So is it okay if I just go in my brand knickers? So they said, yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah.
So sort of
what
like stripping.
Were they matching?
Completely not matching. No. And then these guys kept walking around and I'm like, is it sort of my hot body or is it basically the mismatch?
It's the Penny's bra with the underwire hanging out of it.
Can I just tell you, while we're on the subject of mismatch, guys aren't as much worried about this as you guys are.
Really?
As girls are. No, guys just want to know what's next.
Did you not pack your nice stuff because we're on our holidays?
I do. I have to.
You leave all the greys and whites behind.
Are you seriously having this conversation? We're going to go to a commercial break. We're on the
Wild Atlantic
Way. Just got
wilder.
Back after this break.